Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shumari, in Washington. Today, beauty pageant.
We look at women as mothers of our society.
I think beauty actually comes with celebrity, with power, with somebody being so popular. It also comes with consequences.
Beauty pageant, according to Wikipedia, is a competition that mainly focuses on the physical beauty. Its contestants, although such contests also incorporate personality, intelligence, talent, and answers to judges' questions as judged criteria. The phrase almost invariably refers to only contests for women and girls. Similar events for men or boys are called by other names and are more likely to be bodybuilding contests. So tonight, we will explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Well, first welcome to the show, my colleague Tef Tef, my guest Fatumata Koroma, host Celebrity Health Talk, and also Denzel Musumba, owner of Boda Media Group. Beauty pageant is tonight's topic on Let's Talk. Beauty pageants for some families is a great business opportunity. For some, is a problem. But women and girls work hard to work in these pageants. And some extreme things are done, such as fasting, extreme diets, and the like, just to make it to the contest. And also to obtain the right body for such competitions. I spoke to a Yali fellow here in Washington, D.C., and a lawyer, Chikulupi Njelu Kasaka, from Tanzania, and I asked her, why do the Organization for Beauty Contests refer only to women and girls?
So, concept that ladies and women decorate the earth. That's number one, I should say.
Okay. So fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so we look at women as mothers of our society, as mothers to our family, and a build an angle to the development of the society. So when we want women to contest into these beauty pageants, in one hand, we want to create role models for our young girls and women. So if we believe these women are beautiful, have a good personality, they're intelligent, we can use them as inspiration to other women in the society. Because now we can see the role of these beauty pageants when they're in the crown or after the crown, what the role do they play in the society. And I've seen the good impact of the former Miss Tanzanias that are in Tanzania, the role they play towards inspiration and towards development of the society. So I can say that beauty in Tanzania is now viewed as beauty with purpose. Not only they go to contest for beauty of a person, but also they carry the message that they are beauty with purpose. They have a purpose for the society. That
not just to look good because you want to look good and beautiful, but there has to be a purpose on it.
There must be a purpose on it.
All right. But here's the thing. I've seen in Tanzania, you have now so many contestants. Of course, there are so many women and beautiful women, no question about it. But you see so many organizations coming up. Apart from just having Miss Tanzania and maybe Miss Ilala or Miss Kinondoni or Miss Temeke, you see every kind. So you see other organizations coming up, trying to do the same.
Miss Higher Learning Institute.
Miss Tourism.
Wow. Whatever that is.
So what is this about? Is this really about beauty and intelligence and inspiring? Or is this more of a business? What do you think?
Two perspectives.
Okay.
One, it's for business. Mm-hmm. Because the organizers are, in one hand, benefiting from organizing this contest.
Right.
They invite sponsors, donors to this context. So in the end, they gain business. They get to advertise their companies and what they offer in the society. So in one hand, they benefit economically, financially, and advertisement in that one angle. But secondly, I view this contest as one way of trying to engage these women who might be maybe either in the society or lost a link from after graduating or after being out of school. Because you find that there are some of those women who are out of school and they're just in the society. But when they hear maybe there's this context, they say, okay, I can do this. Maybe it can help me when I win the context. I can get some money to help my family, to start my own business. So on the other hand, these women get to be engaged, not staying idle, but to get engaged, because there are some others who enter with it with the purpose that when I win, I'll use this money for my tuition, I'll use this money for my family and all that. So this is how I view this.
Thank you, Chikulupi Njelu Kashaka, a Yali fellow from Tanzania. Why don't we start with you, Tefera? I mean, why is this always about the ladies? Miss USA, Miss Tanzania, Miss so-and-so. Why is that? Why is this only focuses to women? Is this something that you for your own personal, mm-hmm. what do you think?
I mean, I guess historically speaking, when you speak of beauty, you think of women. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
When you talk about, you know, muses and literature, songs and stuff, it's always women, sirens, it's always women. So I think when you talk about beauty, I think that's the first thing that comes.
Okay.
Men, have, like you said, men is always like bodybuilding,
right.
More power. You know, yeah. Women are more, I guess, refined and, you know, yeah.
Sophisticated.
Sophisticated, exactly. So, you know, they're, what do you call it, lighter, naturally speaking, they are of the, you know, in the beauty category for me. And again, it's a matter of historically being categorized as such.
Okay.
So, for men, it's more power-oriented, bodybuilding, and for females, it's, you know, it's more beauty.
Like we've heard in the Bible back in the days, all these beautiful ladies.
Temptresses.
I know.
Yeah.
Since Samson and Delilah, you remember the days back in the Bible.
Exactly.
Delilah was a very beautiful woman, so, hey, who knows? And also in Ethiopia, who was that beautiful lady in Ethiopia? The most
there's too many.
Oh, come on.
I'm kidding.
This was the most beautiful lady mentioned on earth was from Ethiopia. No, the from history.
Oh, from history. Oh, no, Queen of Sheba, you mean?
Queen of Sheba.
Queen of Sheba.
Right.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going that far back? I wasn't born then, but
I wasn't born either. But I'm just saying, when you just like you said, when you talk of beauty,
yeah.
You put a face of a woman.
Mm, absolutely.
But here I'm coming back to you. Let me ask Sierra, Fatmata Koroma. Fatmata, you deal with beauty. You deal with beauty pageants all the time in DC area. But also, my question to you is, what happened to the word power to woman? Because as we say in the definition, when we talk about beauty is women, but when we talk about whatever contest of Mr. whatever is bodybuilding and power, which means power to men. But we also hear these phrases now, power to women. Is there no more power to women when we come to beauty contests? Or what is this about?
I think that as far as power and beauty, I think that being a part of a beauty pageant and winning a beauty pageant, it shows a woman's power. I think we put a lot of emphasis in that area, in that beautiful area, as far as pageantry. So I think that's what it's about. I think that's how we show our power. Women, we like to be more feminine, you know, and so I think that's how it makes us feel powerful, being feminine, being beautiful. So I think that's why there's so much of a big focus in that than any other area.
Okay. And what about you, Denzel? What do you think?
I think beauty actually comes with celebrity, with power, with, you know, somebody being so popular. It also comes with consequences. And
that's right, big consequences.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like your life changes, you know. You're not like that person in the neighborhood that, you know, most folks used to know. So you find yourself being, you know, put in a very high class. But also, just to answer the previous question about the beauty, why is it really kind of related to women? I think when these competitions started long time, when, you know, maybe you and me were not yet, you know, born, it was all about women. Some of this stuff just came about recently, maybe early 19th century, whereby, you know, we're talking about people now trying to identify men with some aspects that are related to women. So it's just like the world is changing. It's just like technology, you know. We keep on embracing new stuff coming out on daily basis. So at first it was all about women, but trust me, we are headed somewhere else.
Now we are headed somewhere else. Where is that? We'll discuss that when we come back. And speaking of that, a big thing I just learned, I want to remember something that you spoke about. I remember back in 2000, I was in a flight from Johannesburg to London, and I met this wonderful lady. And when I spoke to her, she said, you know, we were just talking. And then later on, she mentioned, I am Miss Botswana. I said, oh, really?
Wow.
You're Miss Botswana? She said, yeah, okay. So we were talking, and then we exchanged numbers. And when I reached my destination, she reached her destination. But guess what? She was going to compete for Miss Universe. Mm. And this lady became Miss Universe.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Nice. Now, nice. Denzel mentioned something here. Guess what happened? The next thing I called that number, I heard she's not available.
She had his name.
She was in a different level. Now there was an assistant. Wow. And guess what? She was in the president's office. If you need to talk to her, you need to go through the president's office in Botswana. I said, oh my goodness, this is a whole different level.
So loud for you, cause I'm so proud of you. And let me tell you what I'm about to do. Mama, I know I act a fool, but I promise you I'm going back to school. I appreciate what you allow for me, and I just want you to be proud.
I wanna tell the whole world about a friend of mine. This little light of mine, I'm finna let it shine. I'm finna take y'all back to them better times. I'm finna talk about my mama if y'all don't mind.
This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing beauty pageants. Well, according to Wikipedia, the first modern beauty pageant was held during the Ellington Tournament of 1859, held by Archibald Montgomery, the 13th Earl of Eglinton. The pageant was won by Georgiana Seymour, Duchess of Somerset, the wife of Edward Seymour XII, Duke of Somerset, and she was proclaimed as the Queen of Beauty. And so, do we refer these winners as the most beautiful creatures on earth? Well, we'll find out. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington studio with Tef Tef, Denzel Musumba, and Fatumata Koroma. Right now, we are discussing beauty pageants. Well, I spoke to a socialite, Nice Nice, and I wanted to get her opinion.
I know that beauty pageants have gotten a bad rap, especially, you know, the past few years, of course, the Miss Teen USA and also the Miss USA, one of them got into a DUI, and, you know, after you become the face of anything, you know, people follow you more intensely. But beauty pageants is not just about beauty, and I would hope that the people that put this thing together are not just focused on just the outside beauty, because I think the entire package should consist of the inner beauty, which comes with, you know, your intelligence. You know, how well do you, you know, how eloquent are you? How, you know, what do you know about what is happening in the world? Because, you know, most of these beauty pageants are also tied into scholarships. So I would hope it's not just about how great she looks or how nice her body is. But that is the myth that, you know, beauty pageants are empty inside. It's not necessarily true. And most of these big pageants are not just focused on the outside beauty. It would seem like that because, of course, these girls are paraded on stage, and what you see is just a gorgeous woman. And some of them, truth be told, if I want to keep it real and be honest, are empty, and they do sound stupid when they do interviews. But I think the entire package, if you look carefully at the winners of, you know, top-class beauty pageants, the people who actually interview well at the end of it all, who are eloquent and they deliver and know what is happening. And it's not necessarily the most beautiful women on that stage. You cannot get everyone on that stage that are gorgeous. It's, you know, the luck of the draw. You get lucky, you get picked, you know, right place, right time. But
right place, right time, you get lucky, get picked. I like that, Nisi. But here's my question also, Nisi. Does this mean that since we have very, as you say, the attractive women, tall, slender, and they go to these contests, does that mean that is what a beautiful woman is supposed to be looking like?
No.
Especially when our African ladies are different.
And I think I said this even in the opening when I started talking. Beauty for me, of course, a lot of people are attracted to someone when they see a tall woman, you know, she's sashaying, she's walking towards you, you're definitely attracted. But, you know, the moment you start talking to that person, if they, you know, they don't sound intelligent, or they don't know what they're talking about, they don't know what's happening in the world, they don't understand the basic, you know, poverty and all these things, I don't find that attractive, and I don't think that is beauty. And if you notice, on these big platforms for real pageants, these are the questions that are posed. So yes, the beauty pageants kind of sell beauty, and it makes sometimes girls feel a little less, because these girls are thinner, and that's not right. We're sending the wrong message. And they have a certain look to them, you know. They're thin, they have the long flowy hair, which I tell you 99% is not their real hair.
Oh, really? How do you know that, Nisi?
It's true. Even, I don't care, it's not about color. It could be the African girls, the black girls, the Japanese, the Caucasians, they all put in extra hair. They all put in attachments so they can have that long flowing hair. So it's all superficial. So we want to let girls know that this is not, this is just stage. Look at it as an act. They are acting. They got lucky. You take all the makeup and all of that. The beauty is really what is inside. This is why I'm always focused on the interviews.
Okay, you're focused on the interviews.
It's a shame. It's a shame that it does look like that's what beauty should look like. Even on the supermodels that we see, they're thin. Regular people don't look that thin. They're wasting. You know, I mean, it's not right. And they're not necessarily, you know, smart.
Okay. Thank you, Nis. And a reminder tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing beauty pageants.
I want to respond to that. I think that it does help women. I see people that they're winning pageants, and they're getting a lot of recognition. They're able to do many things. They say that Miss whatever country they represent, they represent that country. I didn't realize that till recently. Only now I'm starting to get into pageants, covering them. I didn't before because I didn't recognize, okay, it's a beauty pageant. I didn't see the significance of it. Now I do see that it is a powerful position. These beauty pageants are big business. They're powerful. And these young ladies are winning the pageants, and they are going to another level. Now, also, it depends on the personality of that person. I've seen young ladies win this pageant, and, you know, they just, okay, next year someone else, and you never hear from them, or you don't, they're not a face to remember or a person to remember. But some women, young ladies, are using it as a stepping stone. So they are using it to further their career, and depends on how aggressive that person is, and they use it as an asset. You know, and it's a title, and people say, oh, yeah, I remember her. She ran for Miss Sierra Leone or Miss Kenya or Miss Tanzania. And they remember that person. That becomes your title. And they associate that with you.
Okay. So for what you think, Sir Fatmata, it helps most of the female who are running for these things. And I also wanted to know, when it comes to parents, especially talking about Africa, African parents, are they really proud of their children to become Miss So-and-so? Is this the focus? Do they really focus on that? because some parents in the Western world, we know they can fight all their lives for the children to get there. But in Africa, is this happening? And if not, why? Tefera, please tell me.
I mean, I think it's a way out. You know, it's like you said, some people really know how to harness that opportunity. I think it's the reason why they get into it to begin with. A lot of these girls are actually very smart, too. You know, it's very hard to take away that from them because, you know, we focus on the beauty so much. But now I think I can't say I watch a lot of the competitions, but I know the categories have changed. You have more talent-based, you know, questions and world knowledge included in it. So a lot of these girls are very smart, you know, students, very good grades, volunteer in the community. So again, parents, I think they'll take it as a win if that's what you're asking. Because you know, if they succeed in school and if they have everything else figured out, why not the beauty as well? And in the long run, like you said, some girls know really how to harness. If they win the title, especially, they know how to harness it. And
okay. Parents take it as a win. But I also have this question: why some parents don't, especially in Africa, they won't do that? Why do you think they do that?
I mean, I think they understand the. First of all, I don't think there's a lot of money in it yet.
I don't think so,
right?
Either.
That's what, because I mean, here, you know, if you win Miss Teen something, maybe automatically you're guaranteed like 5-6 contracts with something. Over there, it's still a very, you know, early industry.
It's like a growing industry.
It's a growing industry. It's just,
and in some places, don't forget, it was burned. Never had it.
But
Zanzibar,
really?
In Tanzania, that thing was not even allowed.
Yeah, it has a lot to do with
because they say why degrade something. Some people, some parents think it's like degrading women. Why do you want to put them in a costume and some people to judge them?
Exactly,
so hey,
exactly.
I'm just speaking of that part.
Absolutely. Again, that's I think the old mentality of what this competition represents. I think now it's changed. A lot of smart people in it. Just to go back to this country, for example, I just found this out last time. Diane Sawyer was Miss Teen. I forget which state she was from.
Oh, really?
But to think that, you know, she was the leading, you know, lady of the news for the past, I don't know how many years. And she came as a Miss Teen. You know, she started as a Miss Teen some state.
Okay.
That's huge. You know, these are not dumb girls. Yeah, they're not just out there on stage just walking around.
And, I think Oprah also did pageantry. And I think also Halle Berry.
You're right.
So a lot
of course,
of them,
Halle Berry did, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of
and
them,
Vanessa Williams was Miss USA as well.
Exactly.
So a lot of them were former beauty pageant contestants or winners, and so.
But I'm trying to find out for parents in Africa, why some parents is it a problem?
I think I can just add and say it's also the culture issue. You know where you and me come from.
Yes.
You know there are some parents who still stick with their culture. You know the dress code and all that. You know even the food.
Mm-hmm.
You know some people just don't touch this kind of food that we guys eat here.
Oh
because,
yeah.
Some parents come over here and they're like, I'm not gonna eat this. You know they keep on asking you, is there any Kenyan African restaurants? So
right.
We're talking about the culture here.
Right.
There's some parents who don't want to see their daughters in mini skirts in this kind of attire, putting on the makeup and all that stuff. They just want to see a real natural African woman.
Right.
You see, so those are some of the challenges that you know the parents decide. I rather not send my daughter for this competition. Let her be home.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And also we're talking about business. Some parents just, if there's no money, why should you waste time? You know, they're like, that's a waste of time. Why do you have to travel? I don't know, go to Nairobi, go to South Africa, maybe go abroad for Miss Universe and all that stuff. They're like, it's a waste of time. Unless somebody is actually going to cater for the bills, you know, to pay all those bills. And also it's business.
You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Back in a moment. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. This is your turn, all our listeners out there. It is time to give us your input.
Belinda Wera from Tanzania. When we talk about beauty and the beauty pageant, well, for it being trendy, is it sustainable? Is it... See, the issue of sustainability goes beyond the day that these women are named or are crowned the crown of a certain beauty pageant. It's what goes after. I think in most cases, I believe it's a good idea. You know, it's a way to involve the community. It's for women to appreciate their womanhood and beauty. Looking at how women are valued, especially in an African society, what is their place? So in most cases, when you grow up, you're told you have to cover, you have to hide, you have to do. So we don't really show that this is what God has given us. This is beauty. Because, you know, how you look would determine how you feel.
Thank you, listeners. This is Let's Talk. And we're discussing beauty pageants. A beggar who pretended to have no legs suddenly stood up and walked. According to the Mirror UK, this happened recently in Sichuan province in China, when a man who posed with his legs tucked under him and his jeans stretched out to make it appear he had no legs was approached by a police officer who bended down and talked to him for some moments. Then soon after that, the officer reached out and helped the man to his feet before guiding him across the road. If you believe what you see on the streets, please think again. Chengdu is one of a number of cities where officials have tried to clamp down on begging. The world is full of surprises. And that's it for our show on Beauty Pageants. A big thank you to our guest, Chikulupi Njelo Kasaka from Tanzania and Nis from Sierra Leone. And of course, a big thank you to my colleague Tef Tef and Fatumata Koroma from Host Celebrity Talk and Denzel Musumba from Border Media Group here in the studio. And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can always call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942, and leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 1730 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week, body height. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Mudu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
The news never stops, so keep current on your mobile device with VOA News. Just go to m.voanews.com/English for instant, up-to-the-minute news and entertainment. Check m.voanews.com/English on your handheld device for news as it happens. Stay connected with a fast-changing world with m.voanews.com/English.
Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me. I'm Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa every Saturday and Sunday at 0900 2000 and 2100 UTC.